Right now on VFN TV, I'm going to be talking specifically about a prophetic encounter I had where the Lord showed me something very significant. I believe it's going to happen. And as a matter of fact, I think it's going to happen very, I can't tell you the time frame of it, but it's very important. But we're talking about a foundation, how important your foundation is, and everything has to be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Did you know every single thing that gets built, the first thing you do when you build it is to build a foundation? Sometimes it seems like it's taken forever to be able to begin to see some progress of things going on. But if you don't build a good foundation, it doesn't matter what you build on top of it. It's going to eventually fall. You're going to have issues. I think about a particular building that I had built once when somebody was helping us out to be able to build a building. And if he would have made a decision to build that building, that foundation, about 4 inches, 6 inches higher, it would have changed the destiny of that particular building. Did you know it's so important when you think about, you know, how God is giving us a foundation, the foundation of Jesus Christ that we should build everything on. But first, I want to tell you about this prophetic encounter I have with God, which is powerful. You know, I was having this prophetic dream, and the Lord was showing me this. I felt like, you know, it was an odd shaped building. It was like almost like a horseshoe kind of shape, but not like a horseshoe. And in that, it was like a just full size, you know, like you're walking around inside this building, but if you pull back from it, it looked like almost like a horseshoe. But I was looking down from the height of this big, tall, huge building, and I noticed on one side that touched the ground of that particular kind of horseshoe-type building, I noticed that it was barely touching the ground. I mean, it was a very small footprint, a very small, you know, foundation on that side. And I looked on the other side. It was more significant, but it was not as significant to be able to hold something so huge. And so I'm writing this. So when I'm in this building, and I'm thinking, I'm focused on the foundation. I'm thinking, my goodness, you know, this is not good to be built like that. And all of a sudden, there's a shaking that took place. And the shaking that took place, this whole thing begins to fall. Of course, it's going to fall because of the foundation. And a whole section of it began to fall, begin to come down. And I start, Lord, what are you saying? What are you talking to me about? And as I began to write out this prophetic dream and just seek the Lord, and immediately the Lord talked to me about the Gateway Arch. The Gateway Arch in Missouri. I didn't know it was called the Gateway Arch. But if you look at that, it's exactly like what I was looking in this prophetic vision. It's like some of the things I believe even Perry Stone, you know, talked about, a prophetic man, who talked about specifically how this is like a gateway type place in America. More details coming on that later will be in the reference points. But understand that when the Lord showed me this arch, this Gateway Arch, that, you know, you see how small the footprint is on either side, but yet it's holding up this very large building. And and all of a sudden, when the shaking came, you know, it's going to fall. Right now, angels are moving. God's angels are literally just shifting and moving things around right now. One thing that Perry Stone did say when he was in Utah recently was that there's prophetic unfolding rapidly taking place right now. When that's happening, angels are popping in and moving things and shifting things around, stopping things, moving things. And by the way, if you haven't yet got the series that I have on, you know, angels, gods, and fortresses, you definitely want to get it, because it's very serious when God's angels are showing up to begin to do things at his command. But I don't have time to talk about that. But listen, and so we're seeing significant shaking taking place. And I really believe the Lord is saying that, you know, everything that's not built on a sure foundation, that's not built on Jesus Christ, that it's just not going to stand. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of a scripture. I'm going to see what scripture this is that we can kind of refer to it. It is, here we go. It is 1 Corinthians 3:9. It says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building, according to the grace God has given to me. Like a skilled master building, I lay a foundation and someone else is building upon it." He says, "Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." That's 1 Corinthians 3:9-11. And so there is no other foundation other than Jesus Christ. And we're talking about the things of God. Listen, God is the creator of the universe. Everything was created by Jesus and for Jesus and through Jesus, and he holds everything together. And so he's, you know, so many wrong narratives have been put out about God and about his son that people actually think because they put him in a box that he's in a box, but he's not in a box. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. You know, he's all-knowing. And so he's holding this whole creation together. And when we begin to build things on other foundations other than Jesus Christ, it's just literally built in vain, but it won't survive the shaking. There's things being shaken right now. There's relationships being shaken. There's businesses being shaken. The government's being shaken. And there's some serious strongholds taking place, you know, in the government of America, but all around the world. It's like a, there's like this shadow type government thing going on, but it's not just the shadow government. You know, in America, it's shadow government in the church, shadow government in relationships, shadow government in marriage. This is everything that's been going on. God's just kind of shaking it and revealing it. And what's good about it is that what remains is going to be what God wanted to remain. Now, I think about this. I think about, you know, this next scripture right here. If you can pull that up for you, I want to see. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. He says, now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, each one's work will become manifest in the day will disclose it because it will be revealed by the fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that someone has done has been built on the foundation, it survives and he'll receive his reward. If anyone's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, though he himself will be saved, but only through the fire. And I really believe right now we're about to enter into some real seasonal times where, you know, just everything's going to go through the fire. You know, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's your walk in the Lord, maybe it's your reason why you ran for a political office and there you are right now as a senator or a representative or a governor or a commissioner or a city council. Maybe you're a pastor, maybe it's your church, maybe, I don't know what it is, but I feel like everything's going to begin to be shaken and tested by the fire. And I want to encourage you, you know, to begin to just decide, you know, and go back to remember your first love in God. And if you got God, if you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you're abiding with him, we'll talk more about that, then just hold on and watch what happens. Just wait for the situation to move, the things to change, and you'll find out that it's actually a good thing. I think about Chuck Pierce. It's Chuck Pierce, you know, prophetic ministry, Glory of Zion ministry out of Corinth, Texas. And he just sent out a prophetic word to everybody, speaking specifically that there's a shaking happening. And in this shaking, there's a veil. And in this veil, on the other side of this veil, is the breakthrough that God has for us. And he says, if you really know what's on the other side of this veil, you would actually embrace the shaking. You would say, let it come, right? But quite often what happens when things start to shake, people start making huge decisions. And they make, you know, shifts and changes. And it's like, you know, you got to be real careful because God just is the shaking is not necessary for you to make a geographical move. A shift in your business, but it's a time to realize, you know, what's going to remain through the shaking. And I mean, some of the things the Lord has shown me is so encouraging about the future. God has such an amazing plan for the future. You know, as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would say, he says, I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen. He was referring to Moses, you know, where Moses had gone to the mountaintop and he looked over into the promised land. And he's talking about, and he described what he saw. And when I get back from this break, I'm going to talk to you about some things that I saw, some very encouraging things, and how personally, you know, how you can go through this thing. Because, you know, God has good plans for you, plans to bless you and to restore the years the locusts had devoured. He has a way to watch over you and to protect you, those that are his. He means no harm to those that are his, but he begins to shake things to be able to free things up, to be able to take them into the next prophetic season. So join us after the break, and I will talk about those details.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I want to invite you to VFN Dream Center Church. Listen, we love family. We're focused around reaching the world. But most of all, we just want to be able to honor God and connect with people who want to honor God. Are you looking for a family? Are you looking for a church family? You're looking to be a part of somebody who understands the great commission is for us to reach the world. Well, we're doing it, and maybe you're supposed to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, you can join us this Sunday at 10:30 a.m., actually 10:15 a.m., at 6500 Pensacola Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida. You can even join us online at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, we're reaching the world together with the VFN Dream Center Church. We'd love to have you. Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
I'm not the son of God because you say I am. I'm the son of God because God says I am. I'm not confident because of what I can do. I'm confident because of what God says he will do. I'm not forgiven because I've earned acceptance. I'm forgiven because God says he has forgiven. Help me preach. I'm not going to do it because I think I can. I'm doing it because God said I could. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're thinking about, you know, what's taking place, the shaking. What did God mean about this high building with limited, foundation, a small foundation to it, and that it couldn't survive the shaking? You know, the wider your foundation is, the more you're able to withstand things, the storms that come. And Jesus said specifically, you know, that he that built his house on the sand, when the storms come, it's going to be blown away. But he who built his house on the rock, when the storms come, that it will stand. Notice both of those scenarios had storms. He said, in this life, you will have storms, you'll have troubles, but cheer up, I've overcome this life. And so how do you actually move through these storms in life and remain and continue to flourish? Well, you do that by building on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And this is so, so very important. So we're talking about foundations first, about, you know, building on other foundations. So I look at the scripture right here. When you think about this, when Jesus is talking in Mark chapter 7, verse 9 through 13, he's talking about men's traditions. So these are foundations other than, you know, God's foundation. So he says, Jesus said to them, he said, all too well, you reject the commandments of God that you may keep your traditions. So think about this verse. He's saying, you reject what God's saying so you can do what you want to do. You reject what God says about marriage, but you just do marriage the way you want to do it. You reject what God says about the church, but you just do church the way you want to do it. You just reject what God says about how you're to do business, and but just do what you want to do. So literally, we can have a tendency to develop some sort of concept that's outside of God's way, and we keep moving on with it. But what happens is we leave God behind. I mean, we literally, as a matter of fact, he says right here, he says, as he's talking to them, back in verse 9, he said to them, Jesus did, he says, all too well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses his father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is, you know, a gift to God, Then you no longer let him do anything for his father and mother, making the word of God of none effect through your traditions, which you have handed down. But many things such as these you have done. And so he's talking to him. He says, you know, you stepped outside of the way that I said things are to be done, the way I created things to be done, and you developed some traditions of your own, and you surpassed those type of things. And he says, but the powerful thing he's saying here, he says, your traditions that you developed outside my commands, your conditions that you developed outside of my commands has nullified everything that I can do in your life. And it's like traditions. We start building things on tradition instead of building things on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, it's about a personal relationship with Jesus. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He wants to walk, I mean, from the beginning of creation, he wants to walk with us in life together, walking together in relationship. It's happened in the Garden of Eden. God came and strolled with Adam in the cool of the day, and they discussed how the day was going. It was the fall of man that took that away, but the birth, life, and resurrection, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ brought that back. And so that's what God, so literally, you can maybe say, you know, the foundation that I want to have in God is my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to spend time with him. I want to know him. I want to hear his voice. I want to abide with him. And when you think about that, you think about, Jesus said in John 15:4, he says, unless you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you can do nothing. But if you abide in me, my word abides in you, you know, you're fruitful. You'll be, anything you ask of the Lord, it'll be done for you. My Father in heaven, this is to my Father's glory that this happens this way. So really, outside of doing it God's way, it's not going to be fruitful. The storm's going to come. It's going to be shaken. You know, all that haywood and stubble's going to fall off, and we'll be left with just, you know, our soul, maybe a little few things that we got left with. But if you build it on Jesus Christ, a sure foundation, and one way to do that is to having a personal abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of the things that God has shown me, and I'll talk about an abiding relationship with him. As a matter of fact, we have a free abiding plan for you at iabide.org. You can see it on your screen, iabide.org. You can go there and request your simple plan. It'll come in your email right away as soon as you request it. And I'll walk you through a simple abiding plan where you can hear the voice of the Lord. But the Lord has shown me the future. The future is beautiful. I mean, the Lord has shown me great harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God. He's shown me stadiums filled with the glory of God. He's shown me even stadiums filled with men and boys. Remember the Promise Keepers conferences where stadiums were filled all over America? Well, I saw specifically in the future, there's going to be stadiums filled with men and sons, you know. They're going to be just filled, and the glory of God's going to be there, and God's going to be moving powerfully. I want to encourage you right now, if you're a man, I want to say, listen, sir, listen, man, you need to just think about this. Without you, everything's been coming against you. The narrative of society, universities, a lot of religion's been coming against you. Maybe your own family's been coming against you. You know why? Because you're so significant. I mean, think of all the things that the Lord could have said in his last part of the old covenant was, you know, that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. And then he opens up in the new covenant, the New Testament, talking about Jesus coming, the spirit of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children of the fathers. Part of what's going to be significant in this move of God that's coming is going to be you moving in your place, moving in your role. Well, I've seen stadiums filled again with men. And as men coming together, maybe it's lunches, maybe it's small men's groups, something you come together to walk together as men, you know, to be able to wake, you know, wake up, to be able to you know, get ready to hear the voice of the Lord, to hold each other accountable. You know, the Word of God says this. He says, you know, if one falls down, I pity him because he has no one to help him up. But if two walk together, he has someone to help him. But if a cord of three strands is not easily broken. He also says that as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And it's like you're a pretty dull man if we don't have another man in your life. And so I want to encourage you, begin to get a vision, get hope, and realize you're so significant that all of darkness has come against you. Things have come in to seduce you. You have felt, you know, you felt possibly like you've been disempowered, that you're insignificant, that you know, you're this backdrop to your marriage, you're this backdrop to your family. You know, as you saw on television for years where they just kind of belittled fathers. You're so significant that darkness is actually working a strategy to be able to remove you, you know, from society. One particular quote out of a source that came from Dr. Michael Brown's book talks specifically about someone saying that men need to be reduced to like 10% of the population so that you don't have just enough men to be able to maintain population. It's like, what are you even coming from? I mean, you're so significant that I want to challenge you to say, you know what? You can contact us. Contact us at friendsatvfnkb.com. You know, get connected, get related. But listen, we're going to have to wake up because men are going to play a significant role in what's coming. And we get back from this break, I'm going to talk about abiding, but also I'm going to talk to you about some of the things the Lord has shown me. The future is good. What you have to do is hold on through the storm, through the shifting, and abide during this time so that you actually thrive at what's coming ahead. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I want to invite you to VFN Dream Center Church. Listen, we love family. We're focused around reaching the world. But most of all, we just want to be able to honor God and connect with people who want to honor God. Are you looking for a family? Are you looking for a church family? You're looking to be a part of somebody who understands the Great Commission is for us to reach the world. Well, we're doing it, and maybe you're supposed to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, you can join us this Sunday at 10:30 a.m., actually 10:15 a.m., at 6500 Pensacola Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida. You can even join us online at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, we're reaching the world together with the VFN Dream Center Church. We'd love to have you.
Considering how expensive and difficult it is to be a good parent, many people wonder these days why anyone would want to even have children.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
I'm reminded of a woman who boarded a Los Angeles bus a few years ago and sat in the seat behind me. Her hair was a mess, and the black circles under her eyes revealed a state of utter exhaustion. As she stumbled past me with seven rambunctious youngsters, I asked, "Do all those children belong to you, or is this some kind of picnic?" She looked at me through squinted eyes and said, "They're all mine, and believe me, it's no picnic." The woman is right. Parenthood is an assignment that demands everything we can give it, and to do the job right requires some sacrifice and maybe even a few tears. And yet, nothing worth having comes cheap anyway. Speaking as a father, there's never been a greater moment in my life than when I gazed into the eyes of my newborn daughter, and then 5 years later, my son. What could be more exciting than seeing those tiny human beings begin to blossom and grow and learn and love? And what reward could be more meaningful than having my little boy or girl climb onto my lap, hug my neck, and whisper, "I love you, Daddy." Yes, children are expensive, but they're certainly worth what they cost us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So some of the things that I saw in the future, the Lord has shown me this huge harvest is coming. It's coming from all around the world, and it's going to happen around the world, but specifically what he showed me is in the glory zone. We call it the Gulf Coast area. It goes all the way from Destin to Mississippi. It's one of our broadcast areas down in that particular area, as well as online throughout the whole nation. But the Lord showed me people coming from all around the world, coming in, all the different nations. If you've been preparing, we have people moving to this region right now from all around different countries. We have one particular apostle that I think of, Apostle Isaiah Kaderi, that came from Nigeria. He's responsible for a network of churches that he's apostle of in Nigeria. He spends half his time in the glory zone, half his time over there in Nigeria. Others are being called to move into this area because God's about to do something that all the winds are going to come together and gather. The angelic realm is going to gather people to experience something so powerful in God. They're going to get on fire and go back to their nations and just set their nations ablaze. And some of the things that I've seen where angels are going out around the world in groups of folks, there are Christians, but in that group, there's people that have revival in their heart. They understand that, you know, it's worth the work. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth to bring in the harvest. It takes a lot of work to be able to do that. And the angels were gathering this person. They would gather this person. They would gather this person. And the unique thing about each of those individuals is that they had revival in their heart. They're willing to sweat. They're willing to do, you know, what they're told to. They're willing to walk in the context of many different people and leaders walking in one different direction. And so that was very exciting. And then I remember walking through You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick is a very specific part of what's going to be taking place. I saw him in the midst of all these nations are gathered together, and there was like, even though we're in a particular place where everybody's there, it was like this nation was in this group over here, this nation was here, and there was like a holy hush over everything. I don't know if you've ever been in the glory of God and the presence of God, but there's just this holiness that comes over those moments. And we're walking around and watching him just meet these particular nations that are coming in. God's just doing, it's exciting. The future is exciting, but you want to be a part of it. And this shaking is about shaking loose that which has been holding back the harvest. I mean, the giants from the beginning of time, Dutch Sheets talks about, you know, to give a prophetic word that giants that have been over Asia in different areas are going to come down. They've been there since the beginning of time, he says. This is the word that he was given, and barges of 1,000 barges of oil is going to be poured over America, and a great awakening. These great things are coming. And so, but you have to make it through the shaking, and the shaking is going to take place. And I want to, it's happening right now, as a matter of fact, but it's going to increase. And so abiding is so important. You know, Jesus said, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. Well, I'm going to discuss quickly this abiding, but you can go to iabide.org and get your plan. But when you think about abiding with God, you know, people want to do it. They have a desire to do it. But the thing is they just need a plan to do it. We have that plan for you at iabide.org. But there's five simple pillars to abiding when you're spending time with God. The first thing is gratitude. You know, having a heart of gratitude. The first thing that we do when you enter into the tabernacle of Moses, you would say, you know, what you're grateful for. You know, enter the courts with thanksgiving. You start talking about the good things of God and what he's done and what he did yesterday and what he's been doing. Just, it's an amazing thing. You want to bring in the presence of God in your life? Have a life of gratitude. The next pillar is the word. Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. Your word is a light unto my feet, a lamp unto my path, and lets me know where I am and where I'm going. Getting scripture and memorizing it and keeping it in your life. And the third is when you're reading the word of God, you know, just read to things, you know, where God stops you. Don't just keep on reading. If God just speaks to you, you want to know where. That next pillar is like, where did God stop you in the scripture? Stop, write that scripture down, and just say, you know, God, what are you saying to me about me? And then you write what? That's the next pillar. What are you saying to me? And you find out, you begin a conversation with God. God begins to speak to you. Like I told you in the beginning of this program, is that God spoke to me and reveals mysteries, and he loves that. He longs to do that. And the last one is the cross, remembering the cross and laying everything down at the cross of Jesus Christ and his finished work, acknowledging that. Go to iabide.org and get your abiding plan. It's free for you. It's right there for you. And it's all built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Well, before we go, you know, I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. I pray for stability during these storms that are ahead, God. I thank you for personal abiding relationships, God. And we say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is, you know, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father and mother, making the word of God of non-effect through your traditions which you have handed down. But many things such as these you have done. And so he's talking to him, he says, you know, you stepped outside of the way that I said things are to be done, the way I created things to be done, and you developed some traditions of your own and you surpassed those type of things. And he says, but the powerful thing he's saying here, he says, your traditions that you developed outside my commands, your conditions that you developed outside of my commands has nullified everything that I can do in your life. And it's like traditions. We start building things on tradition instead of building things on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, it's about a personal relationship with Jesus. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. He wants to walk, from the beginning of creation, he wants to walk with us in life, together, walking together in relationship. It's happened in the Garden of Eden. God came and strolled with Adam in the cool of the day, and they discussed how the day was going. It was the fall of man that took that away, but the birth, life, and resurrection, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ brought that back. And so that's what God, so literally, you can maybe say, you know, the foundation that I want to have in God is my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to spend time with Him. I want to know Him. I want to hear His voice. I want to abide with Him. And when you think about that, you think about, Jesus said in John 15:4, He says, unless you abide in Me, and My word abides in you, you can do nothing. But if you abide in Me, My word abides in you, you know, you're fruitful. You'll be, anything you ask of the Lord, it'll be done for you. My Father in heaven, this is to My Father's glory that this happens this way. So really, outside of doing it God's way, it's not going to be fruitful. The storm's going to come. It's going to be shaken. You know, all that hay, wood, and stubble is going to fall off, and we'll be left with just, you know, our soul, maybe a little few things that we got left with. But if you build it on Jesus Christ, a sure foundation, and one way to do that is to having a personal, abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of the things that God has shown me, and I'll talk about an abiding relationship with Him. As a matter of fact, we have a free abiding plan for you at iabide.org. You can see it on your screen, iabide.org. You can go there and request your simple plan. It'll come in your email right away as soon as you request it. And I'll walk you through a simple abiding plan where you can hear the voice of the Lord. But the Lord has shown me the future. The future is beautiful. I mean, the Lord has shown me great harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God. He's shown me stadiums filled with the glory of God. He's shown me even stadiums filled with men and boys. Remember the Promise Keepers conferences where stadiums were filled all over America? Well, I saw specifically in the future, there's going to be stadiums filled with men and sons, you know, they're going to be just filled, and the glory of God's going to be there, and God's going to be moving powerfully. I want to encourage you right now, if you're a man, I want to say, listen, sir, listen, man, you need to just think about this. Without you, everything's been coming against you. The narrative of society, universities, a lot of religion's been coming against you. Maybe your own family's been coming against you. You know why? Because you're so significant. I mean, think of all the things that the Lord could have said in His last part of the old covenant was, you know, that before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or else I'll smite the earth with a curse. And then He opens up in the new covenant, the New Testament, talking about Jesus coming, the spirit of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. Part of what's going to be significant in this move of God that's coming is going to be you moving in your place, moving in your role. Well, I've seen stadiums filled again with men. And as men coming together, maybe it's lunches, maybe it's small men's groups, something you come together to walk together as men, you know, to be able to wake, you know, wake up, to be able to, you know, get ready to hear the voice of the Lord, to hold each other accountable. You know, the Word of God says this. He says, you know, if one falls down, I pity him because he has no one to help him up. But if two walk together, he has someone to help him. But if a cord of three strands is not easily broken. He also says that as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And it's like you're a pretty dull man if we don't have another man in your life. And so I want to encourage you, begin to get a vision, get hope, and realize you're so significant that all of darkness has come against you. Things have come in to seduce you. You felt possibly like you've been disempowered, that you're insignificant, that you're this backdrop to your marriage, you're this backdrop to your family. You know, as you saw on television for years where they just kind of belittled fathers, you're so significant that darkness is actually working a strategy to be able to remove you, you know, from society. One particular quote out of a source that came from Dr. Michael Brown's book talks specifically about someone saying that men need to be reduced to like 10% of the population so that you don't have just enough men to be able to maintain population. It's like, what are you even coming from? I mean, you're so significant that I want to challenge you to say, you know what? Now, you can contact us. You can contact us at friends@vfnkb.com. You know, get connected, get related. But listen, we're going to have to wake up because men are going to play a significant role in what's coming. And we get back from this break, I'm going to talk about abiding, but also I'm going to talk to you about some of the things the Lord has shown me. The future is good. What you have to do is hold on through the storm, through the shifting, and abide during this time so that you actually thrive at what's coming ahead. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I want to invite you to VFN Dream Center Church. Listen, we love family. We're focused around reaching the world. But most of all, we just want to be able to honor God and connect with people who want to honor God. Are you looking for a family? Are you looking for a church family? You're looking to be a part of somebody who understands the Great Commission is for us to reach the world. Well, we're doing it, and maybe you're supposed to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, you can join us this Sunday at 10:30 a.m., actually 10:15 a.m., at 6500 Pensacola Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida. You can even join us online at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Listen, we're reaching the world together with the VFN Dream Center Church. We'd love to have you.
Considering how expensive and difficult it is to be a good parent, many people wonder these days why anyone would want to even have children.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
I'm reminded of a woman who boarded a Los Angeles bus a few years ago and sat in the seat behind me. Her hair was a mess, and the black circles under her eyes revealed a state of utter exhaustion. As she stumbled past me with seven rambunctious youngsters, I asked, "Do all those children belong to you, or is this some kind of picnic?" She looked at me through squinted eyes and said, "They're all mine, and believe me, it's no picnic." The woman is right. Parenthood is an assignment that demands everything we can give it, and to do the job right requires some sacrifice and maybe even a few tears. And yet, nothing worth having comes cheap anyway. Speaking as a father, there's never been a greater moment in my life than when I gazed into the eyes of my newborn daughter, and then 5 years later, my son. What could be more exciting than seeing those tiny human beings begin to blossom and grow and learn and love? And what reward could be more meaningful than having my little boy or girl climb onto my lap, hug my neck, and whisper, "I love you, Daddy." Yes, children are expensive, but they're certainly worth what they cost us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So some of the things that I saw in the future, the Lord has shown me this huge harvest is coming. It's coming from all around the world, and it's going to happen around the world, but specifically what he showed me is in the glory zone. We call it the Gulf Coast area. It goes all the way from Destin to Mississippi. It's one of our broadcast areas down in that particular area, as well as online throughout the whole nation. But the Lord showed me people coming from all around the world, coming in, all the different nations. If you've been preparing, we have people moving to this region right now from all around different countries. I have one particular apostle that I think of, Apostle Isaiah Kaderi, that came from Nigeria. He's responsible for a network of churches that he's apostle of in Nigeria. He spends half his time in the glory zone, half his time over there in Nigeria. Others are being called to move into this area because God's about to do something that all the winds are going to come together and gather. The angelic realm is going to gather people to experience something so powerful in God. They're going to get on fire and go back to their nations and to set their nations ablaze. And some of the things that I've seen where angels are going out around the world in groups of folks, there are Christians, but in that group, there's people that have revival in their heart. They understand that, you know, it's worth the work. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth to bring in the harvest. It takes a lot of work to be able to do that. And the angels were gathering this person. They would gather this person. They would gather this person. And the unique thing about each of those individuals is that they had revival in their heart. They're willing to sweat. They're willing to do, you know, what they're told to. They're willing to walk in the context of many different people and leaders walking in one different direction. And so that was very exciting. And then I remember walking through, Pastor John Kilpatrick is a very specific part of what's going to be taking place. I saw him in the midst of all these nations are gathered together. And there was like, even though we're in a particular place where everybody's there, it was like this nation was in this group over here, this nation was here. And there was like a holy hush over everything. I don't know if you've ever been in the glory of God and the presence of God, but there's just this holiness that comes over those moments. And we're walking around and watching him just meet these particular nations that are coming in. God's just doing, it's exciting, the future is exciting, but you want to be a part of it. And this shaking is about shaking loose that which has been holding back the harvest. I mean, the giants from the beginning of time. Dutch Sheets talks about, you know, to give a prophetic word that giants that have been over Asia in different areas are going to come down. They've been there since the beginning of time, he says. This is the word that he was given. And barges of 1,000 barges of oil is going to be poured over America, and a great awakening. These great things are coming. And so, but you have to make it through the shaking. And the shaking is going to take place. And I want to, it's happening right now, as a matter of fact, but it's going to increase. And so abiding is so important. You know, Jesus said, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. Well, I'm going to discuss quickly this abiding, but you can go to iabide.org and get your plan. But when you think about abiding with God, you know, people want to do it. They have a desire to do it. But the thing is they just need a plan to do it. And we have that plan for you at iabide.org. But there's five simple pillars to abiding when you're spending time with God. The first thing is gratitude. You know, having a heart of gratitude. The first thing that we do when you enter into the tabernacle of Moses, you would say, you know, what you're grateful for, that, you know, enter the courts with thanksgiving. You start talking about the good things of God and what he's done and what he did yesterday and what he's been doing. Just, it's an amazing thing. You want to bring in the presence of God in your life, have a life of gratitude. The next thing is, next pillar is the word. Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. Your word is a light unto my feet, a lamp unto my path. Let me know where I am, where I'm going. Getting scripture and memorizing it and keeping it in your life. And the third is, when you're reading the word of God, you know, just read to things, you know, where God stops you. Don't just keep on reading. If God just speaks to you, you want to know where. That next pillar is like, where did God stop you in the scripture? Stop, write that scripture down, and just say, you know, God, what are you saying to me about me? And then you write what. That's the next pillar. What are you saying to me? And you find out, you begin a conversation with God. God begins to speak to you. Like I told you in the beginning of this program, is that God spoke to me and reveals mysteries. And he loves that. He longs to do that. And the last one is the cross, remembering the cross and laying everything down at the cross of Jesus Christ and his finished work, acknowledging that. Go to iabide.org and get your abiding plan. We got, it's free for you. It's right there for you. And it's all built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Well, before we go, you know, I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. I pray for stability during these storms that are ahead, God. I thank you for personal abiding relationships, God. And we say, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.